Under the light of the moon, the commune of Cortanova might easily have been mistaken for a rustic village from some bygone era. Its silhouette against the night sky was like something out of a fairy tale, in the mountains, and yet surrounded by mountains, and from afar might appear as though it were comprised of picture-book thatched cottages and wooden cabins. If the street lighting had been functioning, that spell would have been instantly broken. But there had been no electricity in Cortanova for close to a week. Not since a new visitor arrived in town. Not that he was actually new by any measure. He was, in fact, older than the commune itself, let alone the tree line that surrounded it. So he was not new, and technically, he was not a visitor either. He had lived there, many years previous, when even the land formations were different from their current iteration. It had changed, this place. So much had changed. Not just the picturesque locale, but those that inhabited it. The Sapiens had bred exponentially since his last sojourn in this realm, and had lost a large amount of the hair they once had all over their bodies. They lived surrounded by the resplendence of nature, and yet deemed it appropriate to pollute it, tear it apart at the molecular level, just to expedite their travel and feed themselves and access entertainment, and so on. As soon as he laid his eyes, figuratively, for he had no eyes, on the way the once former primitives of this land had treated the glory of what once was, the world built by the creators that he had inhabited for so very long ago, he knew action must be taken. But he was only able to take certain actions, a rule of law holding him in check. In balance. And so, rather than wreak vengeance upon the land, in the name of the gods that had long since laid their heads to rest, he descended upon the village. When the village had been purged, he took refuge further up the mountain, in a villa that had been constructed, lived in, and abandoned during his absence. He liked it, even though it was decaying, derelict for decades or longer. He had no taste for Sapien architecture, but there was something about the building, perhaps the amalgamation of styles and influences, or maybe it was the rotting that he liked, the ailing brickwork and heavily peeling red paint that once coated the entire facade. It might well have been the death, for there was so much death that had occurred there. A violent and tragic aura permeated the very stone of the villa. But deep down, he knew what it was that drew him there, and he dare not speak its name out loud, let alone allow it to crawl across his thoughts. He sat in what was once a grand ballroom, on a throne of flesh and bone that was still wet to the touch, life still lingering as best it could to the parts and pieces of the dead, as it always did. He liked it here, in this place. Did not like the restrictions his return held, but he would bide his time, as he had done for millennia. After all, he thought, what is the point in immortality if one does not have patience?